Hare Krishna. Well, here in Budapest, by the grace of the Lord and prayers of the devotees, my health is improving. It doesn't seem like there's any need for me to go to hospital, which meant going to London, and rather I'm planning on going to New Brajadam on Wednesday, Govinda Swami Maharaj and some of his devotees are coming on Tuesday evening, and Wednesday we're going to go together to the farm, and we'll be there for this weekend's Krishna Festival, which is our open house festival. We're hoping to attract 8,000 to 10,000 guests. Of course, devotees outside of Hungary are also very welcome. By outside of Hungary, I mean the devotees in the vicinity of Hungary are very welcome to not only just come and visit, but to actually participate in helping the organization. I'm always in awe of Bhaktivedanta Manor and how they get hundreds and I believe in thousands of volunteers to participate in organizing festivals and most attended of those being Janmashtami, when anywhere between 65,000 to 70,000 guests come on over a 2-day period, which is a real strategical challenge, to say the least, managerial challenge. And the volunteers really live up to that challenge and do a wonderful, wonderful service. For us, this festival is a real opportunity to introduce people to Krishna consciousness who would not necessarily come otherwise, or who come, because many people do come on a regular basis to visit, but they see our day-to-day life in New Brajadam, self-sufficiency, worship of the deities, how devotees live. Here, so many other things are there, and aside from an enormous prasadam tent, which is always full, but question and answers, a reality show tent, how devotees live, my personal service aside from giving talks and attending the weddings will be that I'm going to be manning the altar renovation tent, which is a tent that I'm setting up along with Damodar Prabhu and Tulsi to inspire the many guests to participate in renovating, showing them the need, and then to participate in renovating Radha Shyama Sundar's altar, which is our project for this year and next year, and is a real, real need. By altar, I mean not just the not the altar itself, but the Sringasan that's on it, the entire deity room, so that I'll be manning that tent. And it's a really great opportunity. Of course, these types of services are there in every yatra, where whole yatra can get together, and devotees can do this type of service together for many days, because ultimately devotee means service, only meaning to devotion without service. And the best type of service is giving Krishna consciousness to others. So this type of festival is more organized for guests, those people who don't know anything or know very little. It's not really meant to entertain devotees and let them have a good time. Those people who are already convinced about Krishna consciousness and practice it to some degree or another, but rather it's for others. And that's why I've been emphasizing to everyone here to come and actually serve. Don't come just to have some kind of a good time. If devotees in the surrounding countries, Croatia, Slovenia, Czech, and Serbia, Romania, want to participate in helping organize, then you please get in touch with Kota Nitai Das on the farm, or if you have a connection with him, then in Budapest, it's Gadagaraj Prabhu, who's organizing the services, and I would very much appreciate seeing and other devotees' participation, because ultimately, Nimrajadam doesn't service the Hungarian Yatra, but many devotees come and participate in from UK, from all over. Right now, some devotees are coming from Dubai to visit. So they get great inspiration from New Brajadam. And that's why we're also trying to make a global effort to reach out to devotees, sympathizers, admirers of Radhasyama Sundar, to help with the project of renovating their temple deity room, their home deity room. So that's what we're planning for this weekend, and we'll give a lot of pictures and information about how things are also going at that time. Hare Krishna.